Hi everyone, welcome to Queer Coco. I'm Billy Vaimoso and I'm your host. So welcome. This is my first video. And I know as Pacifica and Māori people, we are very visual and very artistic. So I thought jumping into this visual platform would help the podcast grow and hopefully it evolves into something bigger than just doing podcasts. As I said, welcome to my channel. I'm not used to sitting in front of a camera, and so you watching this is very nerve-wracking for me. So for this first video, I put up a Q&A box on my Instagram and got a lot of my friends and family to send in questions. So thank you everyone that did. I'll just show you what we got. So our first question today is, what is your whātsinomanga? So my mom is from the villages of Sasatele, Vaisala and Falealili. And my dad is from Vaimoso, which is also my last name, Faleapunga and Falefa. And if you didn't know where those villages are, they're in Samoa. Who are some guests that you would want to have on the podcast? So I always say this to everyone that asks this, and my answer would be Janet Mock. Janet Mock is native Hawaiian. She is also a trans activist and a storyteller. She's signed a major deal with Netflix recently. The first time I stumbled across Janet Mock was when she was having dramas with Piers Morgan. If you haven't seen that, make sure you watch it after this. And from there, I read her first memoir, which was Redefining Realness, and I kind of fell in love with her. What's some advice you'd give someone wanting to start a podcast? I think all content creators say this, but just start. I think it's easy for us to say it because we're already in the thick of it. Do as much research as you can, but don't scare yourself, because I've done a lot of research on things that I've wanted to do and then I've kind of scared myself out of doing it. And sometimes you accidentally land in something that you didn't think you wanted to do, like I did. So I sat down to record a video, as we are now, and my camera wasn't working. So then I just started recording on my mic. I uploaded it to SoundCloud so I can listen to it at work. Then I sent it to two people, that was Nessa and Ben. They gave me the thumbs up, and that's how my podcast was born. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years with the podcast? With the podcast, it's already evolved into something bigger than me. I'm incredibly proud of that. I've always said this to people, and I really want it to be a resource for not only queer folk and our allies that we already have. I really want parents of Pacifica youth. I just want my podcast to be the one that people are like, oh, have you listened to Queer Coco? You might benefit from listening to that. You might learn something about your kid. And in 5 years, I want my content to age well. If you didn't come out to your parents, do you think you'll be where you are now? Probably not. And the reason I say that is a lot of our Pacifica and Māori queer people can't tell their parents. We either stay and we take on the role as caretaker to our parents, and then we don't get married, we don't do things that all of our other siblings do. Or there's what other people do, and that is leave their families and go to somewhere where they can be their authentic self and live out their big queer fantasy. If you didn't already know, I live with my parents and I support them, and vice versa. And I came out when I was 20, which was about 20 years which was 10 years ago. So happy Annie to me and my parents. And to be quite honest with you, we haven't really spoken about it since then. It didn't really come up in conversation until last month. But yeah, we're good. I'm grateful to have my parents with me, and that's the thing that I think about most when I'm going through shit with them. But in saying all that, there are parents that are toxic. There are parents that are not accepting and are just not willing to hear anything. Even if you have tried to come out to them, like you've actually said the words that you're gay or that you're lesbian or that you are trans, there are parents that just flat out ignore it. Yeah, I really count my blessings when I think about my parents knowing who I am, not even changing the way they treat me, which is also a given, which I preach about all the time. A lot of parents preach about unconditional love for their kids, but then that's the condition: be straight, Would you interview gays from Samoa? Would you be interested to know from their perspective? Of course, I'd love to talk to everyone, not just people in the diaspora. But yeah, I would definitely love to hear their perspective. I've hit up a couple of people that live back home. The replies back have been that they're not interested and they're only happy to be out to their families and no one else matters, which I respect. Not everyone wants a YouTube channel to talk on or a podcast on Spotify. Like, I totally understand. But yes, I do hope that I can get people from all the islands. Do you do Arbon shoutouts? Shut up. Are you a top or a bottom? Just in case you didn't know what a top or a bottom is, I'll put it right here. Can you guess which one I am? Thought so. I really hate myself for perpetuating this stereotype of tops and bottoms. I need to stop doing that. We're so used to the binary of being man or woman, and people are so obsessed with asking gay people in relationships who was the girl and who was the guy, meaning who takes it and who gives it. Not all bottoms are feminine, not all tops are masculine. I've definitely learned that while doing this podcast. When was the last time you were in these streets acting a clown? A clown is a clown is someone who, okay, a clown is someone who just lets guys do it to them. Clowns are the ones that are sending good morning texts even though he didn't reply to your last message 2 days ago. A clown is someone who says thank you for sex. A clown is also someone that pays for dinner that they were invited to. A clown is me. What's the biggest you've had?
Next question.
Would you do porn for $10,000? I'd do it for free. No, I'd do it for like $1,000. This equipment isn't cheap, but the only thing stopping me from doing it is this body. Do you have nudes floating around? No. There was a rumor when I started at my last job from someone that I knew previously. He said that my nudes were floating around on Tumblr. And I was like, no, it's not me.
I'm a Mrs. Iglesias.
My nudes are not floating around, period. Butt plugs, are they actually worth investing in? What size is yours? I don't know, I left at your dad's house. Is Kamaya as pretty in real life as she is on YouTube? Hell no. Do you think watch this and have your voodoo doll ready? I mean, foreskin preference, with or without? I think in Samoans, we love to mock people that are uncut. And I think, like those stereotypes I was talking about before, it's something that we should kind of stop doing because it's not their fault.
If I've got a heavy flow and a wide set vagina.
But in saying that, my preference is cut. Do you feel more confident as a queer queen as a result of your podcast? Absolutely. My confidence shows because I'm doing a video on YouTube. What is your favorite song to bust your moves to when no one is looking and to live your fantasy to? I think a lot of people do this, so don't at me. And that is lip syncing for your life in bed. And I love fast songs, but nothing gets me more turnt than a fucking slow ballad from any one of the queens. Yeah, there have been nights where I didn't sleep. Done the dumbest thing by putting my earphones in and then I end up lip syncing and not going to sleep. Why do you think everyone always calls you the Pharaoh of Destiny's Child? Do they though, Matthew? What are some unique questions you'd ask Beyonce? So before I answer this, I thought that I should let you know that I am Beehive through and through. I was a kid that used to stay up all night waiting for her new releases because of the time difference with Australia and the States. But I've kind of calmed down, kind of haven't. But if you do come for her, just know that I will probably stop talking to you, block your number and delete you from Instagram. But yeah, my fandom is crazy for her. The last time I stayed up for a release was actually for Videophone back in 2009. But to answer that question with more questions, why was Farrah Franklin not vetted by Matthew Knowles and his team? Because that girl was crazy. And the second The second question would be, was Kelly Rowland really the second lead vocalist of Destiny's Child? Have you ever hooked up in a public area, and what are the details? No, I definitely haven't. I'm not brave enough. Yeah, I just would be too scared. Like, I don't want to go to jail. What is your favorite porn genre and your favorite actor? I don't have one. What was the last porn video that you watched? Which site, which actors, and did you skip? I don't know what skip means. The last porn video I watched was one that was on Twitter. By accident, it popped up on my screen. Otherwise, I usually don't watch those things unless your brother sends them to me. Have you ever cruised? Let me just look that up. Gay cruising. Gay cruising describes the act of searching about a public place in pursuit of a partner for sex. The activity has existed in England and Wales since at least the 17th century. White people. No, I've never done that. Again, I'm scared of public stuff. Like, no dick is worth going to jail for.
None.
What have been your experiences with down low men? Listen to episode 3 of Queer Coco on Spotify. Down low guys, or DL as we like to say, are guys who are not completely out or not out at all. And they're men who like to have sex with other men or trans women, but obviously do not want to come out to their family. I've definitely had my fair share of experiences, and as I said, make sure you listen to episode 3. I talk all about it and expose my own self. If you have follow-up questions, DM me, I'll probably answer them. Do you think your podcast has made a difference? It's definitely made an impact, and I know that because of the DMs that I get daily, of the people sharing and resharing on their Instagram stories. And that's all I can hope for. I'm grateful to everyone for listening and passing on the message. And I'm also grateful to my guests, because it's from my guests that I get all these new followers every day. What are some opportunities that have come out of the podcast? The biggest opportunity that landed on my lap was being able to co-host the Pacific Wave radio show, which is an hour-long weekly show for Pacifica Māori youth on 4EB 98.1 FM. My friend Kamaya actually invited me on to interview me about the podcast, and then the week after that I was a co-host. Like, how often does that happen? And it's radio. It's something that I never thought my voice would be riding the airwaves for people to be listening in the car. Yeah, we highlight a lot of Pacifica talent out there, people who excel in their fields, and it's a really good show. And if you haven't listened to it, I'll put the link in the description. You can listen to every single show that's actually broadcasted on the 4EB website. So I think we should wrap it up now. It's gone on for a little bit too long. I just can't stress enough how thankful and grateful I am for everyone that's been on my show. It's been a wild ride these past 5 months. A big thank you to all of my listeners and to people who are just tuning in now. And I also wanted to say a big thank you to everyone that I send my shit to before it goes live. And that is my cousin Nissa, Ben Tauti, Kamaya Ali'ifalo-Karifi, also Angeline Lafaele. Thank you so much. Without you guys, I wouldn't be able to put out a lot of my things, because I need that support. Sure, you do check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. All the links will be at the bottom in the description. Thank you so much for joining me on this first video. I hope it wasn't too boring. But if you do have follow-up questions for me, make sure you do send them to me. I'm happy to answer them. That's all, I guess. Make sure to subscribe, everyone, and like this video. Till next time, bye!